I remember the day that everything in my life changed like it was yesterday. I can still feel the feeling of my heart dropping into my belly as my dad, who was 52 at the time, informed me that it would be my job to put him in a nursing home when the time came. And then he turned around and he walked out the door. As I said, my dad was 52 when we had this conversation. I will turn 52 this year, so I'm sure you'll be hearing more about this on the podcast as we get closer to my birthday. He'd just come back from a doctor's appointment where, a month after his first stroke, so yes, he had a stroke at 52, he was told that he had dementia and should get his affairs in order. And you know, I remember standing in the kitchen with my children circling around me holding my legs, and it felt like the world stopped, because it did. There was the way I lived before that conversation, and then there was the way that I lived afterwards. It was my pivotal moment. Everything was different in my life after that conversation. While I'd always been healthy, even freakishly healthy, according to my family of origin, I began to pursue health like it was my day job. There was no way that I was ever going to have that kind of conversation with my kids if I could do anything about it. Years later, I'd go back to college to study holistic nutrition. I became a yoga teacher, Reiki practitioner, loads of other health stuff. And then, of course, human design entered the picture. So today I'm going to walk you through some of the indications in your design that you need to move your body. There's a lot of information thrown around about generators and manifesting generators needing daily movement, and it can seem like the other types get a pass, but that's not so. Ra, the founder of Human Design, often explained that people with right-facing variables may not need daily movement, and I vehemently disagree. Moving the body relieves stress and pressure that is building up. It allows us to process our emotions, it burns frenetic energies that we're storing, it creates space to think, not to mention the physical benefits like perhaps blood flow getting to the brain and nutrients circulating as they should. I really hope that I'm making a case for physical activity here. As a quad right in my human design, which means that all of my arrows at the top of my head on my chart, or variables as they're called, point right, even I need daily movement, and I believe that we all do. This flies in the face of what Ra taught, that if you have right variables, you don't need as much movement, but I just call bullshit on that, I'm sorry, because I'm a manifesting generator, quad right, lots of places in my design that say that I shouldn't, you know how I hate those words, need movement, but here we are. So I'm going to walk you through some of the places in your design and some of the styles of movement that fit your design. So always remember that the best exercise for you is the one that you will do. Doesn't matter what I tell you. If you will never do that exercise, don't listen to me. Go out and move your body the way that you want to move it. You're going to want to have your human design chart handy as you go through this episode. So if you haven't done so yet, just download it. You can download it for free on my website. It's vickidixon.com. It's actually free. If you don't want to put your email address in, you can just grab your chart and go and then follow along with the rest of the episode. If you do want to put your email address in, I'll send you some information about what it all means.
Welcome to Unjaded. I'm your host, Vicky Dixon. This is a podcast with a human design spin on building the life, the relationships, and the business that you were made for. Let's dive in.
Okay, so let's get into the episode. I'm going to talk about, I think, three areas. I think we'll keep it to three areas in your design and the movement that coordinates with that or that matches with that, just to make it not too long of an episode for you, make it consumable and usable, because that's the thing. We want you using your human design. So if you have a defined sacral, that means you're a generator type, you need to move fairly strenuously daily. There are times in my own life where I can feel energy burning in my belly. Even if Pete and I are having a conversation, just the other night we were sitting at the table having a conversation and I said to him, look, I'm still listening to you, but I need to move this energy in my body. I could feel the sacral energy. Again, I wish you could see my hands. I could feel the sacral energy, restlessness in my body. And it's like, I just have to move. I just have to move to let it process, right? And I think what happens so often is that we don't move. We sit with this restless energy and maybe we eat a bonbon or a junior mint in my case, or a chip, or, you know, like we do something to distract ourselves from the fact that our bodies need to move. So if you have a defined sacral, experiment with different types of movement and allow yourself to have bursts of movement when you need it. We do this thing in North American culture where we approach things as all or nothing. We think that if we can't run a marathon, there's no sense in moving at all. If I can't walk for half an hour, there's no sense in walking for 5 minutes. Grab bits of movement when you can. Sometimes that can even be running up and down your stairs a couple of times. If you have an undefined sacral, movement is still important, although it may not need to be as intense. Lifting a few weights, doing some yoga, going for a bike ride or a brisk walk may just do the trick. And that's not to say that you can't go harder. Again, do the exercise that you will do, but you may or may not need to. Play around with it. That's why we call human design your experiment. Now let's talk about the defined root. So the defined root, the root center is the square at the bottom of your human design chart. If it's defined for you, it will be colored in, okay? So it's usually beige, doesn't have to be, but it's usually beige. This defined root center is a doozy. This is the pressure center for adrenaline in the body. So if you have a defined root center, you gotta burn through that adrenaline and how. HIIT training, again, any kind of bursts of activity, but you want to be sweating every day. You need to sweat every day with a defined root center. Particularly, this is gonna give you a double whammy, so listen up and check your chart. If you have channels defined between your spleen center, which is the triangle on the left, so if that's colored in and your bottom root center is colored in and you have channels between, so those lines that are in between, so that'll be 1858, 2838, or 3254, you need physical activity daily. You gotta sweat it out. Your body needs to move. Those channels between the spleen and the root demand physical activity, okay? If you have an undefined root, so if it's white or not colored in, you'll live with a continual amplification of pressure. So where someone with a defined root can burn off this pressure, for you, it'll be there regardless of how much movement you do. You'll often crave adrenaline-raising experiences so that you can be free from the pressure for a few minutes. It's like, when I get this done, I can rest. When I get that done, I can rest. When I should be exercising, should be moving, should be blah, blah. This is how the defined root thinks and talks. So some things that can take pressure off are, like, think ice baths. When I hear people talking about doing ice baths or other shocking things, I'm like, oh, I wonder if they have an undefined root, and that just kind of takes the pressure off for them. Again, it's an experiment, right? They're in their experiment, I'm in my experiment, you're in your experiment. In my health practice, the topic of self-sabotage would come up over and over and over again, and I see this in human design too, and I hate the term. I absolutely hate the term. Here's what self-sabotage is. Self-sabotage is your nervous system trying to keep you safe. That's it. So how about instead of judging it, we say a silent prayer of thanks to our nervous system and move on? With your undefined root, your nervous system will try to subconsciously manage your adrenaline response. It's just how the body's meant to work. There will be times when you crave foods and experiences to dull the sensation or the amplification of that adrenaline pressure so that you don't feel the pressure so strongly, and that's okay. So you may crave foods and behaviors that help to reduce that adrenaline response in your body. Things that make you want to chill out. Think, you know, mindless TV or scrolling on your phone or greasy foods, fried foods, red wine, pastries. Anything that's going to kind of dampen that adrenal response and bring it down. That's what your nervous system is subconsciously going to ask you to do because your adrenaline is getting out of hand or it feels out of hand and unsafe for your nervous system. There'll be other times when your nervous system wants a boost of adrenaline to keep you going or to feel alive with the pressure. You just want to feel something. You may crave adrenaline-raising experiences. I worked with a client who rides motorcycles to feel free. Sometimes you might crave chocolate or simple sugars, Red Bulls, God forbid, please don't drink Red Bulls, but that type of thing. Or let's face it, like even the Starbucks sugary drink, that's going to raise your adrenaline. Coffees, and it's okay. Give yourself some grace around it. It's your body subconsciously trying to regulate the adrenaline. That doesn't mean you can't make healthier choices, okay? But I think that just understanding it and not judging yourself for it and really starting to feel in, again, experiment. Human design is your experiment. Experiment with how this is showing up for you. How you are, and I'm putting this in air quotes, okay, sabotaging yourself by trying to manage this pressure, and how else could you do it instead? Like maybe instead of reaching for those French fries, you could walk around the block. Maybe you could run up and down the stairs. Maybe you could lie on your yoga mat and do absolutely nothing for 5 minutes. That may be what your nervous system is asking you to do to relieve the pressure. Does that make sense? I really hope that's making sense. Okay, moving on to the emotional solar plexus. So this is the third place that we're going to talk about as far as physical activity goes in your design. The emotional solar plexus houses emotions, go figure. And remember that emotions are energy in motion, or they're supposed to be energy in motion, which means that we need to move to get emotions moving. When we allow emotions to stick in the body, we see dis-ease. And I'm making that into two words, okay? There's a root emotional cause for every dis-ease. Every ache, every pain known to mankind has a root emotional cause. Our emotions get stuck in the body. There is so much scientific evidence to show how emotions get stuck in the body and what kinds of different aches and pains they cause in the body or different issues that they cause in the body. It's fascinating work. We worked a lot with this in the health programs that I used to deliver, and it was amazing to see people move through that and come out on the other side of it. Anyway, if you have a defined emotional solar plexus, this is the triangle on the right side near the bottom of your chart. If it's colored in, you're here to be emotional. You're here to actually feel into emotions and to allow yourself to be with them. Sometimes stillness will be key for you, allowing yourself to be with your emotions without judging them. Again, lying on the yoga mat and doing nothing at all, sitting under a tree and doing nothing at all. Sometimes your emotions are going to hit you like a Mack truck, and you're going to have to move your body to move the emotion and to get the message that the emotion is trying to give you. Again, this is your experiment. You get to play with it. And I think that that's one of the beauties of human design, is really having an awareness of yourself, really starting to come inside and understand, how does my body work? How am I here to move through my life? If this center, the emotional solar plexus, is undefined for you, it will be white or not colored in on your chart. With an undefined emotional solar plexus, you're not actually designed to be emotional. But because you amplify the emotions of others back into the field, you'll often feel overcome with emotion. Moving emotion through your body as quickly as possible is key. Intuitive movement will be a beautiful practice for you. Even putting on music and allowing your body to move however she wants can be a beautiful practice. You may want to think of yourself as a sieve for emotions. Just picture a sieve under a tap with water running. It's running right through it, right through it, right through it, right through it. That's how emotions are supposed to go through you. You're supposed to be wise about feelings, to be wise about emotions, not to hold on to those emotions and feel them for yourself. So you want to allow the emotions to run through you rather than being a sponge that soaks them right up. In order for emotions not to stick to you, you need to let the energy move them through you, and that may require some type of movement on your part. So the long and the short of it is this: no matter what your human design is, your body needs movement. Hashtag sorry, not sorry. We're not designed to sit for hours on end, because you know how it goes. Before you know it, hours turn into days, turn into weeks, turn into years, and all of a sudden you're looking back and wishing you could change it. Wishing you could get on the floor with your grandkids. Wishing you didn't have to tell your loved ones that you're ill. Wishing you had the freedom to move your body like you want to. Start today. I implore you to start today. Lean into your human design and use every single tool that you have at your disposal. And again, the perfect exercise for you is the one that you will do. Yes, you're only going around once, but if you do it right, once will be enough. Stay unjaded. That's the call. Stay unjaded. So when you're ready to dig deeper into your health according to your human design, head on over to the website. It's VickiDixon.com, and book your human design reading. You will be gobsmacked at what we can do in 75 minutes together. I promise you.